Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan presents Drive to Save Lives. This blood drive is on Friday, October 7th at the Mall at Robinson, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. to benefit the Central Blood Bank. Donate and receive a ticket to the Haunted House at 100 Acres Manor or a Panera Bread gift certificate. Scheduled today. Click centralbloodbank.org and search with code CBS or call 412-209-7010. Vinny and Cook and Seibel, Starkey and Miller will be broadcasting live. That's 412-209-7010. Schedule today. Make a reservation. Coming up within the next 7 minutes or so, you're going to hear a cue to call to be our contestant in This or That. We are giving away some City Game tickets, so you don't want to miss that. And we're bringing back one of it, just an old This or That classic. Today,
one of my favorites.
Yeah, so
it's a good one.
You can only do it once a year, so we're going to bring it back and do it today. But first, I was in the Steelers locker room yesterday, and Jim, we talked about this team after losses and how you can't tell. Well,
yeah.
Yesterday after practice, I could tell. This was a different feel in there. They were not playing shuffleboard. They were not playing any sort of games, pool, ping pong, nothing. There was it was very quiet. They were like angry in a way, and you could feel the tension in there. I don't know if you felt that at noontime
I
did.
Now that you mentioned it, it was a lot quieter. There were a lot of guys that normally are in there that weren't. And sometimes you try to read into that, like I'm looking to talk to fill in the blank, Lamar Woodley, and he's not there. Guys get treatment. There are all sorts of different reasons. But you're right. Now that I think about it, I didn't really think anything of it. But now that you mentioned it, it was a lot quieter.
And one of those guys that was seemed in a little bit of a bad mood was rookie defensive end Cam Hayward. I talked to him, and I started off by asking him about the superstar Titans running back, Chris Johnson.
He's very explosive. It takes a bunch of guys to keep running to the ball because he's always making that first guy miss. And, he attacks the line well, and, he's able to get through the creases pretty good as well.
How would you assess so far how you've played in your first couple games as a rookie?
For my expectations, I think disappointing because, obviously I'm not doing enough to help this team. And, I just want to contribute better to get these wins.
You think the coaching staff agrees here? You're one of those guys that's just so hard on yourself, you're always going to be the toughest guy on yourself.
I think the coaching staff agrees. I think they expect a lot out of me. It's not like they're treating me like a rookie. They expect me to play like a vet, and I want to play like a vet as well. And I just have to put it on the game tape.
Stopping the run is something this team has done for so long. Is it frustrating just as a group to see some teams go over 100, see some backs go over 100?
I think with our expectations, we expect a lot better, and we expect to shut down runs. And I think we just have to put it all together. We have a lot of good guys on this team, and there's no reason why we shouldn't do. And it's time to just get our assignments done and get our execution better, and I think we'll be able to stop them again.
Talking to Cameron Hayward on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A lot of guys hurt right now, but Mike Tomlin always says the standard is the standard. What's that mean to you?
I think when we get guys back, we're going to be even better. But, the standard means, that, one man down, another guy up. And, I think everybody has to get ready and, just get ready for their opportunity.
Looks like some linebackers are going to be shuffling around. Does that affect what you do at all, who's behind you?
I don't think so. I think when you have Debo and you have Wood, always having those linebackers back there. But I think we have very highly capable guys who are able of stepping up and, not being the same player, but, contributing as well.
James Harrison came back into the game with a broken orbital bone. I mean, it's incredible to think about. I mean, is he one of the toughest guys you've been around?
Oh, definitely. You see it day in and day out. He competes hard, and, he always wants to win. And it shows what type of character he has, what type of love he has for his team, and, how he's a team player first, and he's never going to put himself before anybody.
Steelers rookie defensive end Cam Hayward yesterday. Obviously, I'm not helping out this football team right now. This is something he's been saying since training camp. He seems to be very, very hard on himself in his development and expects to be the great right away. He didn't like his performance after that first preseason game. He said he wasn't any good. Still doesn't think he's any good. And the face he made when I asked him to assess his performance was like, as if I put a pile of shiz in his face.
The this face?
Yeah, it was the this face. It was the shiz face. He was not pleased with himself. But I mean, when this team is not stopping the run, and you see some of the stuff that's going on up front, I mean, you wouldn't expect the guy to come out and say yesterday, "Boy, I've been doing a great job." But he seemed pretty hard on himself.
That transition's difficult. He's a rookie,
has a lot to learn, and unfortunately what's going on around him isn't very good either. Everybody's getting blocked right now. So for him to actually be the difference maker, that's going to be very difficult and a lot to ask of a rookie.
Now, Brett Kiesel is going to come back. Aaron Smith, who I saw leaving as I was arriving there, he left early. He left the facility very early. You know, I don't expect to see him at all this week in this football game. So, you know, that means more Ziggy Hood, more Cam Hayward. But Kiesel coming back should help this football team out. He's ready to go, and he was one of those guys who seemed a little bit hacked off, as Mike Tomlin said yesterday. He's got a little fire in the belly to stop the run.
Yeah, well, you know that it was tearing him up to sit there or stand there on the sidelines and watch what was going on without being able to do anything about it. That's a really helpless feeling for those guys. And Aaron Smith, well, he's found himself in those shoes too often over the last several years, and he's going to be finding himself, you know, you mentioned next week or this Sunday. I wouldn't expect him to play for a few weeks.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys that were out. I mean, I saw Casey Hampton was in getting some treatment. Of course, he wasn't practicing. A lot of guys, well, he doesn't usually practice on Wednesdays anyway.
No,
but
Hines Ward didn't practice,
yeah,
I saw.
And then Roethlisberger had the boot on during practice, but then took it off as he was leaving the facility. He didn't have it on. So I guess that's a good
sign.
That's
a step in the right direction because he had it on leaving Tuesday. So that's a good sign if he didn't have it on leaving Wednesday.
Progression there. How about that?
He'll probably have it back on today.
Yeah, boot on.
But you know what? He should, though.
Off.
Maybe that's probably one. And I'm joking about making sure that the media sees it, but really what it is, you know, wear it around and then you go home and relax. You can't keep it on all the time.
Right,
but maybe that's one
of
those things. You got to have it on so many hours per day. I don't know.
I'm not implying that he was.
No, Jim was going there.
I was. He was really playing it up whatsoever. I just think that it was a good sign. But
yeah.
There's plenty of guys that are injured, but who knows? I mean, maybe this actually helps out in a way. Maybe this is the thing that gets Lawrence Timmons moving a little bit because he's on the outside. Maybe it's the thing that helps the running game because Ike Redman's been a little bit better than Mendenhall in small spurts, and maybe he gets a run here. I mean, there's a way you can look at it with all these injuries that it could potentially, you know, turn out okay for them. You never want to lose James Harrison. You never want to lose a talent like Rashard Mendenhall, but, you know, maybe I think there's still a pretty good shot that they get through it.
Defensively, there's a chance, but I think I told you guys yesterday that to me it was Harrison that was going to lead the charge. That, to me, was the guy that, okay, not only has the ability to get guys fired up with what he says, more so what he does changes football games, and he's not available. And Timmons said he's looking forward to it. He pointed out that he played last year against Tampa Bay and Miami, and I looked up the Tampa Bay stats. He didn't do much in the Miami game, but Tampa Bay, 7 tackles, 5 solo, 2 assists, and a sack.
Those guys love getting after the quarterback and having an opportunity. Of course, you know, the outside linebacker lends itself more to putting pressure on the quarterback and getting those sacks as opposed to the inside. So I'm sure he's looking forward to it.